This year's Bath County Fair is right around the corner, and all of the sponsors invite everyone to join in Saturday, September 16th, from 10 a.m. until 4 in the afternoon. I asked Millboro Elementary School Principal Allison Hicklin how Bark Electric became part of the group who brings this special fun-sized fair to Eastern Bath County each year.
They typically do a customer appreciation event every 2 years, and this year they decided to partner with us and do a joint event. They're sponsoring a lot of cool events, carriage rides, climbing walls, fast pitch, booth, and they're joining with us to make this a much bigger, better event for the community.
Other sponsors, in addition to Bark Electric and Millboro Elementary School, include Lexington Carriage Company, Bath Animal Welfare, County of Bath Office of Tourism, and Virginia Cooperative Extension Office and 4-H. Because the 4-H exhibits, especially fruits and vegetables and arts and crafts, are always impressive, I had to ask about these old favorites.
Do you know what some of those might be again this year?
Ms. Hicklin.
There are quite a few different contests. We've got different homemaking contests, chocolate chip cookies, cakes, breads, and rolls. There's also an arts and crafts category with several different options. There is an agricultural products and floriculture, which includes different vegetables that may have been grown within the last year.
And because this is a small fair, the livestock area is for small animals, such as
rabbits or guinea pigs. We have a sportsman contest this year as well, and that would be for deer, fish, other animals, bear, and western game, and that is going to take place in the library. You can register the evening before from, I believe, 5 to 6 p.m., or you can register the morning of between 9 and 10.
In addition to knockerball and carnival games, the free hamburger lunch courtesy of Bark Electric, and great food all around, there's a golden chance to take your favorite dog to strut their stuff in Paws for a Cause. Allison Hicklin continued.
Last year we had several great dogs enter the contest, and it was great fun for the kids and for the dogs. And so we're hoping this year we have more dog entries, and we've got a lot of ribbons to give out to all the different animals.
Of course, there'll be live music playing throughout the day. Beware the Fisherman, if you haven't heard them before. And Those Guys, with the familiar face of Senior Youngdahl, who is a former teacher at Bath County High School. Whether you choose to ride in a bucket truck, touch a fire truck, or take a chance on many prizes, it will be a Saturday to remember. For anyone interested in selling or displaying products of their own, Allison offered the following.
They can contact Eddie Hicklin or myself here at the school and get a vendor application, and we would be happy to have anyone join us. It's just been a great community event. We've got lots of organizations and people coming together to put this on, and we are so thankful to have BARC partnering with us this year, and they are going to bring just an extra special piece to the puzzle for this event.
There is also a Facebook page with plenty of information at Bath County Fair. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.